Welcome to world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Mr. Henry.
Well, it seems like we're here, and then we're not, then we're here.
But you've got all kinds of... Boy, I've never seen this studio. It's been in and out all kinds of guys.
Yeah, get everything fixed, Mr. Henry.
Well, it wasn't that there was stuff broken, but we had Adam in here. We were...
You had Adam in who?
Adam in here. It's different from Eve.
Isn't that funny?
I thought that was cute. Very good, Robert.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. So you had Adam in here, and then what?
Adam was in here. Not Adam and Eve, but he was here in the studio, and we were putting in the new phone box, so I, you know...
Yeah, because you know you had a lot of people complaining about that.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't buying it. It was a clean flown line.
What do you mean a clean flown line?
You're talking about a phone line.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant.
Okay, so people weren't buying it was a clean phone line. You know, I did what I could do. But we've got the phone in thanks to Spectrum and who was it? Was that Becky we were talking to?
You mentioned some young lady that you were dealing with?
Yeah, Becky was her name. And she was very, very helpful, man. I can tell you that. Yeah, so we had to put in the phone box. There's also been all this stuff.
Well, can I?
Go ahead.
Phil's leaving. He's going to Dubai and then the Maldives. Now, this is interesting. I don't know if anyone...
What is the Maldives?
That's all in, like India.
What?
It's near India. It's a collection of islands below India. I think they're doing a big push on to get...
Yeah, I guess it's the new tourist spot, huh?
Well, that's it exactly, General. You know what they do is they... People like Phil will get the big freebie.
No, we're not getting any freebie.
You're not getting any consideration for being in the media.
No.
Well, someone's blowing that.
What do you mean they're blowing it?
Look, Frank and I...
Ms. Ray just said lick look.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Forget what she said, okay?
It sounded like you said lick look.
Say it one more time and you'll...
What? You get licked?
Wait a minute, man. None of that.
Then tell him to watch his mouth.
Bud, forget about it, okay? Whatever people are saying, if it sounds like something, just let it slide, man.
All right, man. It did say it.
It did it. I'm not an it. I'm a her.
All right. He didn't mean to say it said something. He meant to say you said lick look. Boy, look at the look. Talk about a lick look. Phil's giving me a look.
All right. Are we done?
Sorry.
So the lick, not the lick look.
What, the media company.
Talk about media evaluation.
I'm talking about the media break.
No, we don't get any media break. We didn't get a media break. I'm not one of those guys that does that, okay?
But what is a media break?
Yeah, I do it a lot. When Frank and I travel, I call ahead and I say, hi, I'm Margaret Gray. I don't, no, you've got just to anticipate, I don't go, hi, I'm Hamaha. I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like you said.
Even I noticed that.
Isn't that wonderful? I call ahead. What are you looking at, Phil?
I'm waiting to see how long it's going to take for us to finish this.
All right. I call ahead. I'll say, I'm Margaret Gray. I'm with the Dicklin Syndicate. I have a newspaper column that's syndicated around the country. And they say, isn't that interesting? And I'll tell them, yes, it is. And I'll say that, and I am expecting the media rate. Okay.
What is it called?
The media rate.
Oh, my ear. My ear.
Oh, stop it.
This is a little hot, Margaret.
I'll expect the media rate, and they'll give us, you know, half off or...
Half off?
Man, that's a deal.
You get half off of your hotel or what?
No, I'd say sometimes it's half off. We'll get a percentage off. I don't know what it is. For airfare and so forth. And you don't do that.
I don't do it. Maybe Maria does it. I don't do it. I just pay full rate because I'm an idiot. I've always been stupid that way, and that's why, you know, and I'm always picking up the check for shit, and...
Boy, you're getting kind of upset.
Yeah, well, you know, lately I've been reflecting on that. Lately I've been reflecting on all that time that I've spent...
Just belched, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know I did, man. I did it on purpose.
Oh, okay. You did do it on purpose.
Yes, I did.
All right, well, we're just checking, Phil.
Good. I belched on purpose. General, you okay with that?
Yeah, if you are, I am.
Great. Lately, I've been doing an awful lot of reflecting on all of the years that I have spent in my life picking up the check for dinner, letting people use... I had a condo out in the desert for years. Guys could go out there and golf anytime they wanted to. I invited people to come over and golf with me on weekends. Just paying full freight everywhere I went. I'm not saying that I'm smart. God knows I'm not smart. And I'm not even saying I'm generous. What I'm saying is I'm stupid. Because now, at this point in my life, you realize who your friends are, you know?
Well, what do you mean you realize who your friends are?
Well, I don't want to get any more specific than the following. I'm just going to say, the political climate in this country has polarized a lot of people. And,
let me guess.
No, I don't want to...
Yeah, a lot of your friends are Trump fans?
I don't want to say anything, okay? Just, the political climate in this country's got polarized. And after all those years, man, of being friends, all of a sudden people don't know you. They don't want to invite you to this. They don't invite you to that. Because they got their fucking thumb shoved so far up their goddamned asses. They can't talk without, you know, putting another thumb in there to make it look, you know...
I don't think you don't even know what metaphor you're trying to use, do you?
No, I don't. The reason why I'm even mentioning this is because when you talk about media rates, I don't get media rates, man. I don't do any of that stuff. I just pay full freight.
Yeah, well, you pay full freight, then you complain about it. So don't complain about it.
I'm not complaining, man. I'm just you asked me if I pay full freight. I said no, and here's why: because I'm not that bright. Okay.
All right. Well, if you're not that bright, you're not that bright.
Right. Because all through my life.
Yeah, you've been paying everybody. You've been paying other people's freight.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're drawing attention to the fact, Phil.
No, I'm not trying to draw attention to the fact of anything. I'm just saying, I've always been the guy that picked up the dinner tab. I have been the guy that picked up the dinner tab. I'm the guy that said, here, I'll get the tickets. Here, I'm the guy that'll do this, that, something else. And now I got these so-called friends who are, you know.
Well, so it is, you know, about the whole...
I told you, the political climate in the country, yeah. It's gotten so foul and so wretched and so fucked up. Excuse my French.
Well, Phil, we can't get off on a bad foot here.
We're not going to get off on a bad foot. I'm just telling you. You know, I went out to the game the other night with Don Olander, who's my very best friend in the world, still is, since we were like 13. We went out and saw the LA Football Club. We saw Galaxy. We had a great time, and we were talking about it. You know, because he said, well, I'm going down to San Diego. I'm going to see the guys. I said, you know, I don't get invited to any of that shit, man. And I know why. Because all those motherfuckers.
Boy, you are pissed.
Hey, man. 40 goddamn years of friendship. And because they got their fucking little conservative feelings hurt about shit because they don't like this or that or something. Fuck them, man. You know. Anyway,
Phil, this is no way to get off on...
I'm doing fine. On the show tonight, we do have Jay Santa. You know, he was on last night as the host.
Well, it was an encore show.
Yeah, we had the encore show last night of Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Santos was in touch, Bud, with who?
Yeah, he's in touch last night, and in my understanding, you know...
About what, man?
Oh, sorry. He was on tape here, but he was in touch... With, I think, Jay, is that you on line 4? I got Jay over on line 4. Jay, is that you?
Oh, yes, Jay Santos. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a tub, soaking a tub, and you said it was okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure you're on the line.
Yeah, I am on line.
Okay, Jay, it's Phil Henry. So what happened? I know that we had you on last night, and you were listening.
I was listening last night, and I was taking a tub. I'm taking a tub right now. I was listening to the show last night because I was a host, but that's when I got a call from Rusty Cloutier, who's the head of the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen, which is the Auxiliary Citizens Auxiliary Police at Colorado. Okay.
And you got a call from him?
I got a call from him. I had given him a couple of push-pin addresses in Colorado, and one of them was Dr. Ron Turner. Now, it's not because I'm doing any, you know, I'm not trying to do any, hold on for just a minute, Phil.
Can we? I don't want to hear that hot water going.
I just need it a little bit of it, Phil, because it's been such a damn. Oh, yeah. So I apologize, Phil. But I called, Rusty had called me and said that he'd alerted neighbors that this Dr. Ron Turner lived there in the Mount Meadow area, right?
Look, can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
Did you give these people addresses of people that are guests on this show?
No, not everyone. Just individuals that were out of state that we have no way of, you know, keeping an eye on.
What difference does it make to you, if you don't mind me asking you, Santos, what other people are doing just because they're guests on the show?
It's our way. Well, I mean, what is this anyway?
Well, why are you keeping track of Phil's guests? Why don't we keep track of you?
You're more than welcome to keep track of me. You won't keep track of me. That's fine, you know.
I don't want to keep track of you. I don't want to do your job, whatever your job is, okay?
It's a member, as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I understand your Citizens Auxiliary Police job, but what I'm asking you is the following thing. Don't be keeping track of individuals just because they happen to be guests on our show.
I put a push pin in a map of the state of Colorado that this was where Dr. Ron Turner was. Rusty Cloutier of the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen called me up and said that one of his informants, his sources on a street where Dr. Tarr lives, said he heard, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it, a baby being tortured or being dangled over an open flame. You know,
what in the name of God?
You better be kidding.
Why would I care about something like that?
Well, what the hell was going on?
Well, we rolled. I told him you better roll a unit. You know, and
nobody can roll a unit, man. You're not even a cop. Why don't you call the cops?
Because we are the citizens. What have I been on your show?
Okay, Jay. So the what are they called?
The Rusty.
The Colorado what?
The Colorado Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen. And they roll a unit over to Dr. Torner's house. And sure enough, they heard a baby that was screaming. Okay, have I got your attention?
Yeah.
All right, so they kicked in the front door. There was Torner. Clownerman told me that they had a sub-commander there, I think they call him a highwayman second class. So they had a highwayman second class, Lou Deal. And he dropped on top of Torner, made it difficult for him to breathe so they could find where this baby was crying at and see what they'd do about it, you know, because it was very, very scary. Hold on. Ah, yeah. Says it was very, very scary. And so they finally found a baby. The baby was screaming and screaming, and there was a woman there with a bottle.
A woman there with a bottle.
And she was feeding a hungry baby.
And she was feeding the baby, yeah.
And was it screaming?
It had been. But apparently the baby had some sort of a cold or a cough or I don't know. But Clowerman said, okay, he saw that the baby had a bowel, and they lifted Turner up off the ground. And
all right, we got Dr. Turner there?
Yeah, Dr. Ron Turner right here.
Okay, Dr. Turner, you heard this. You got any comment?
I bet I got a comment. First of all, for you, Santos, I don't know who you think you are or what you think you are.
I can tell you.
Wait a minute. I answered the door, and a big, fat slob jumped me, who I later found out was Highwayman Second Class Lou Deal. You know this guy?
I know of him. I know of him.
All right. Then there are individuals rushing into my house back where my girlfriend and our newborn, Phil, Caleb, and
so your girlfriend had your baby.
Yeah, my girlfriend had my baby. What is that god awful noise that I'm hearing in the background?
I'm sorry, but I'm taking a tub, and I think it ain't a big deal.
Oh, okay, you're taking a tub. After jumping me, you're getting sued. You know that? You're getting sued. You know that, Santa?
You can't sue me. I wasn't the guy that jumped you. That was
the... Oh, yeah. That was the Colorado Highwayman, is that it? Will you let your friend, Rusty Cloudier, or whatever the hell his name is, let him know that he is going to be served with a lawsuit?
I'll let him know, but it wasn't my fault. He just told me that...
Well, you had given him the information where I lived, didn't you?
We kept a pushpin map.
What does pushpin map mean, anyway?
Wait a minute. So you're keeping track, Jay, of all of the guests that you've heard on this show?
I mean, I'm not keeping track. I want to make note. And this, so you know, Mr. Turner, has just as much to do with keeping you safe as it is keeping you under surveillance. We're not keeping you under surveillance or safe. We just want to know where people who we know... We know who, you know, we know what we know. We know who where they are.
Yeah, you know what you know. And in the meantime, this guy came into my home, Phil, rushed past me, and knocked me to the ground. The other guy, this Lou Deal, jumped me. I could barely breathe. And they were back in the back bedroom.
Let me ask you something. Why was this baby screaming bloody murder? I mean, that's my understanding is that was...
That's exactly how it's described to me, Mr. Henry. The baby was screaming bloody murder.
The baby is colicky. The baby has had a hard time with a cold and different ailments here over the summer. The child has not been able to sleep. We're trying to get some medicine into him as well as a little bit of food. I'd love to know who it was that reported it said the baby sounded like they're being dangled over a fire, for Christ's sake.
That was what I heard. So I would say, you better get over there, because that's what Cloudier told me. You know, the head of the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen. He is, by the way, second only to Major Elvis Newton in rankage. Major Elvis Newton is rankage one, and Randy, Cloudier.
You know, I don't really give a goddamn.
Can we watch the language?
This is the guy with the MF.
Yeah, we heard you, Phil, with the MF.
Yeah. So I don't really care about Cloudier.
Well, it's just, you know, he's second on rankage to Major Ellis Newton.
All right, well, what's his rank?
He's a corporal. And it, I know it...
He's a corporal, and he outranks... He's second to the major.
I know it sounds stupid, okay?
Yeah, well, this is where I come in. You're not any kind of military, Santos. You got your little play pals there. You do your little, make-believe police station or whatever the hell you're doing, but you're not military.
I know I'm not military. I don't claim to be military. But last night, and I wasn't there, but the Rocky Mountain High...
Yeah, see, you guys get too cute for your own good.
The Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen interdicted what could have been a very bad situation.
All right, well, what they heard was a baby crying. Somebody living next door to you, Ron, apparently reported this. Is that right, Jay?
You know, I'm not...
No, don't worry about it. I could well imagine. I could well imagine. So I think I know who it is. It's this Turkley woman who's always staring at me. She's always looking from my feet over the top of my head like there's a stink coming off of me. I think it's very unfair.
All's well that ends well, Dr. Tarner.
No, not all's well that ends well. Your buddy, Cloudier, and his Rocky Mountain High Highwayman is going to get sued.
What will you sue for?
How about, first of all, I'm going to sue him for grievous bodily harm. I'm going to sue him.
Well, what kind of grievous bodily harm? Because a fat man jumped on you?
See, is this your organization or isn't it?
Citizens Auxiliary Police, my organization.
No, this Rocky Mountain High Highwayman.
That's Rusty Cloudier.
Rusty Cloud. All right. Well, Rusty Cloudier. You know what?
All right. I think we've heard about enough. I think this guy Cloudier. Can we get him on the phone?
Yeah. Do I want to get him on the phone?
What, are you talking to me or?
I don't care what you do.
Yeah, you can get him on the phone. I think I passed those numbers on.
All right. We're gonna get Rusty Cloudier, who is the. Who is the head of the operation that broke into Ron Turner's house. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Hey, Phil Hendry here. You can turn Jay's phone down.
Sorry.
Phil Hendry here for our Labor Day special right here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. We're about to do a... kind of a little sale, if you will, of our BSPs, our Backstage Pass subscriptions. Be listening Labor Day weekend, and in the days rolling up to that, we'll be letting you know what it is we've got planned. The other thing that we have happening, as you know, starting at midnight Saturday morning, we begin our R.C. Collins 48-hour nonstop marathon. That'll run from midnight Saturday morning all the way to midnight Monday morning, right here at our website, worldfamousphilhendryshow.com. And remember, this is for BSPs only, so you have to have a backstage pass. You have to have a subscription to our website to enjoy our R.C. Collins marathon. And I was rolling off some of that stuff today, General.
That kid's a maniac.
Some of that stuff was beautiful, man. The really early stuff where he was talking about which movies suck.
Oh, that kid, that R.C. Collins, isn't he like... I hope he's moved past his military academy.
Yeah, he's not a military academy anymore. He works for his dad.
He works for his father up in San Leandro, I believe. Anyway, that's all coming up this weekend at World Famous Phil Hendry Show headquarters, philhendryshow.com. Be there. All right. Rusty Cloudier is the head of the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen, which is a sort of a Citizens Auxiliary Police unit. And let's get Rusty here on the line with us. Rusty, you're in Mountain Meadow, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And Jay Santos is with us as well from his home in Southern California.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, Rusty? I know you had a little bit of a run-in last night with Ron Turner.
I want to ask you, Rusty, if I could, how you got the word that Mr. Turner, you thought a baby was being tortured?
And Mrs. Novak had been a woman that we had some contact with when I had a sort of master list of phone numbers of people that Jay said we should not only keep an eye on for their own protection, but that they might be pivotal in any other investigation that we're doing underway.
That's the whole thing, Phil.
Well, hold on, Jay. Let me finish, okay?
No, I just want to say that was the whole thing about having, you know, giving you the numbers and stuff is to find out their pivotal investigation.
Right. That's what I just said. Don't wear it out, you know.
All right.
So, it's a busy night here. We have an actual substation. I know Jay has to work out of a friend's kitchen, but we actually rented an office.
Well, no, I don't have
to. Let me just talk to this gentleman, if you don't mind, Jay, so we can get the information out.
All right.
So go ahead, sir.
Right. So it's a busy night here tonight, but
I got alerted by this Miss Novak that it sounded like a baby was being dangled over an open flame. And I said, you can't even let something like that slide. So I was in the middle of dinner, and this is going to sound kind of callous, but I was in the middle of dinner, and we had just ordered out from Boston Market, and I was in the middle. They got the garlic mashed potatoes. So I went ahead and I finished, because I know it sounds weird to say I finished my garlic mashed potatoes with a baby being tortured, dangling over an open flame.
Yeah, see, this, you don't help yourself here at all, Cloudier. Yeah, and...
Good. Thank you for telling me that. Wow, you are... Ooh, you're so smart.
All right, gentlemen, I can tell there's a bad feeling between the two of you, so I'm just going to talk to Mr. Cloudier here, or it's Corporal Cloudier.
Yeah, it's Corporal, okay? And I'm second in rankage. He got that one thing right. I'm second in rankage, too.
I'm second in rankage to Major Elvis Newton.
I point that out, too. I just don't like to say anything.
All right, but I just want people to know I'm second in rankage to Major Elvis Newton.
All right, you're second in rankage to Major Elvis Newton, and you're a corporal with the Rocky Mountain High...
Rocky Mountain High Highwayman is the name of it. We answered a call to go to a Dr. Ron Parnas. He opened the door. He gives me this look like, what do you think you're going to do? And I said to him, if you're dangling a baby over an open dryer, like an over an you're dangling a baby over an open dryer hose, I said...
It didn't say open dryer hose. We're talking about a baby being dangled over the gas range.
All right, this is neither here nor there. Obviously, the man is going to respond. Any normal human being would respond. What happened? I have to know this because it's not very clear. When you found the baby, was the baby being hurt?
No, ma'am. Are you... That's a man, or...
I'm a woman, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, ma'am. The baby was fine. The baby was being fed a bottle, and it turned out the baby was sick, but we didn't know. Now, I had Lou Deal, who's one of our private first class, private second class, private no class. but that's what we call him.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's all a laughing matter, okay? It's all a laughing matter.
Yeah, I know, man. It's not a laughing matter. Gotcha.
All right, so you went in there, the baby was fine.
The baby was fine, was being fed. I asked the girlfriend, Dr. Tarner's girlfriend there, Ella, hold on for a minute. What does he want? Turn that thing off. It was the baby all right? She said, yeah, and he told us to get out. So I left. I left my card.
All right, let's get Dr. Tarner back on here. Dr. Tarner, you heard that. Does that comport with what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I'm glad to see that this bad... Mr. Cloudier, at least admits to that what happened, you know. Of course, that's what happened. I'm not going to lie about it.
Well, you know, and if you were trying to lie about it, you know full well we're gonna track it down. So, yeah.
Well, isn't that great? You guys are such real Sherlock Holmeses. Turns out there was nothing wrong, but I'm going to sue because that fat tub of guts you had laying on top of me. I don't think it's necessary to bemoan a man that way.
Yeah, you know, you got to watch out in terms of discrimination on account of his fat ass, you know.
Hey, I'm not discriminating because of a guy's fat ass. I'm discriminating because that tub of guts dropped on me like a bag of wet cement. Okay?
And that's what I asked him to do. I said, you got to control that one. We'll go in and get the baby and get the baby hustled out.
But when we went back there, the baby was sawing logs, you know, and...
The baby was sawing logs.
So the baby was fine.
Yeah, the baby was fine.
Yeah, you guys, what a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, man, you sound like a bunch of morons, you know that?
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
As for the 900th time, but I gotta tell you, tell these people, they're talking to a panel.
I do!
I got a panel of like four people in here.
All right, but I've nothing to say now, do you? You have Cloud here. Will you get your lawyer in touch with Biden?
Well, don't worry about it, I'll get my lawyer...
I gotta get a lawyer. I don't have a lawyer because we usually don't get sued. We usually get thanked. Okay?
Well, I'm not thanking you. I'm suing you.
All right, but we usually get thanked.
I say usually get spanked. Now, watch the way you say that, Rusty. You know?
Yo, you're acting like this isn't your problem, but it is your problem.
I don't see you. How do you figure it's my problem?
Because you're the guy that told me to start my own branch of the Citizens so I could call it anything I wanted. I could run around and pretty much be the main man with the master plan. So I got all my guys equipped. We got, you know, hats and everything. We use straw hats. You guys use the pith helmet. We went in for a straw hat.
You guys run around in straw hats. Is that right?
Yeah, what about it?
Like Buster Keaton?
I don't know who Buster Keaton is. I don't know who Buster what?
All right, so you guys have straw hats. You started this Rocky Mountain High Highwayman. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that was on the recommendation of Jay Sando.
You know, you guys are the biggest bunch of stubble bumps. You find out if your lawyer is good enough to go up against Biden.
I tell you guys to go busting down doors and assume that baby's choking to death.
Well, you know what? I think the lawsuit's going to extend to you, Jay, because, and I would recommend this, Dr. Tarner, because Jay Sanders is the one who gave your personal information to those individuals.
Oh, wow. You're selling me out?
Thank you very much, Phil. I can't use that information.
You're selling me out.
No, I'm just saying, you're the guy, right?
I'm the guy that what?
You're the guy that gave the information to the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen.
Yeah, don't you remember? That's what Jess was talked about.
Yes, I remember.
So it's going to be a real good fight there, man. Speaking of good fights, when you and the Rocky Mountain High... Ron, good luck to you, man.
Hey, Phil, you know, good luck to you. Because if these are the kind of jackballs you got on your show...
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Ron, how's your baby now? What is his name, Caleb?
My son Caleb is fine. Ella's fine. The whole family is fine. No thanks to the Rocky Mountain High Highway, but...
You know something? I don't have any worries, because Jay Sanos is the guy who told me that a baby was getting dangled over an open flame.
Did you tell him that?
Jesus Christ, Phil. Did you tell him this? I called him up and I said... that we got, or he got the call. Didn't you get the call?
Yeah, I got a call from this Miss Novak, but she's the lady that spoke to you first.
Right. She said it sounded like a baby was getting...
dangled over an open gas flame.
That's right.
So naturally, we reacted that way. We went over. I don't know what you think. What do you expect me to do? Not do anything?
No, I expect you to... I should have expected it, and I did expect it, and I got it. You acted exactly the way... that I thought you would.
Not talk much, man.
Thank you very, very much, whatever that guy's name is.
The name Ray Cloudier, or Rusty Cloudier?
Yeah, Rusty Cloudier. Lou Deal is the guy that's getting sued.
Lou Deal is not the guy getting sued. He's part of the Rocky Mountain High Highwayman, right?
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain High Highwayman, he's a private no class, which I guess is a joke. And he is being named in that lawsuit.
You got him?
I got him on our other newsmaker line if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, well, we'll get to him in just a second, okay? We'll talk to Lou Deal and whatever else it is we got to clean up around here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray for the Backstage Pass. This coming weekend, Labor Day weekend, we've got a special on. That's right. You can get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website with this special Labor Day weekend deal. Now, we'll be rolling out the details as the days roll up and roll by and roll away, and then we'll get the details out to you before the... I know that. We'll get the details out to you before the Labor Day weekend ends. Don't forget, it is the R.C. Collins 48-hour marathon starting at midnight Saturday morning, this coming Saturday morning. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lou Deal is a private first class. He said private no class was a joke.
Yeah, it was a private first class. These are the, like, they got the sub-commanders and the citizens of the police. This is the private first class.
Okay, I got that, bud. Private First Class Lou Deal is on the phone with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. And Lou, you were the guy that is alleged to have jumped on top of Dr. Ron Tarner. Do you have any memory of that?
Yes, I do. And I was directed to do that by Rusty Cloudier, who's our corporal and head of intermediate security at Rocky Mountain High Highwayman.
So you were told to do what?
Were you told to jump on him?
I was told to control that man there, and that Corporal Cloudier and two other private first classes and second classes would proceed to the baby area where they heard the baby screaming.
And so what were you doing to restrain or hold Dr. Turner?
I simply wrapped my arms around him and threw him to the ground and laid on top of him and just used my weight to control him.
Were you worried at any time that he couldn't breathe or that he was in any discomfort?
I wanted to make sure I could just control him. I wasn't sure that it was going to necessitate any other thinking. I wanted to just make sure he wasn't going to get up and go and torture the baby.
Now, you know that he wasn't torturing anything, don't you?
Well, I found out later, yeah, that was a big misunderstanding. But that happens a lot.
Big misunderstanding? I mean, the guy, it was his baby being fed.
I know. I'm not the one that made the decision to go there. I'd follow orders.
You follow orders of the Rocky Mountain High Highwaymen, not even really police officers.
At least I know how to say Ossifer. I don't say I just said Ossifer, but I know it's not that. I know it's a different pronunciation.
How about officer?
Who?
That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Then why didn't you pronounce it that way?
Because I have a hard time doing it too.
Oh boy, why did I even agree to this? I feel like my life is just, you know, like the grains of sand, like sand through the hourglass, the days of your lives.
Isn't that nice? You're quoting a soap opera from my youth. This is Lou Deal. Is that your first name?
No, my first name is Clarence or Brance Lou Deal.
Oh, that's your full last name.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, then it's Clarence or Rents?
I like Rents.
All right, Rents. Once the private first classes and the corporal came from the nursery, and you knew everything was all right, did you then get up off of Dr. Turner?
Well, I wasn't really... Yeah, I was laying on him, but then at one point I just rolled to my side and I had him on his side in a kind of a tradition. I guess you could say it was a spooning, but we didn't mean it that way, you know.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but we were just laying there and that's when they came in, yeah.
All right, and what happened?
Well, they came in and they said, yeah, we're done here. And I let go of Dr. Turner. And he got up and reached for he had a sword or something.
A sword?
It looked like it, but it was actually just a walking cane or a walking stick of some kind. And he took a swing at me, and I broke it over my knee. And that's the last I really had anything to do, and then we just loaded into the wagons and left.
All right, this is Rents Lou Deal, who is the private first class, you're being singled out and for a lawsuit.
Who is?
You are.
Who should it be? Dr. Turner?
Dr. Turner's naming you in the lawsuit.
I didn't do anything wrong. I was Oh, man.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't hear about that, huh?
No, I didn't hear about that. I was following orders. He told me to control that bad, and so I didn't injure him or anything.
Well, this Dr. Turner is named the Rocky Mountain High Highwayman, and you, Lou Deal, Rents Lou Deal, or whatever your name is.
My name... Oh, I don't believe that. I had no idea that was happening. What?
Why don't you get Dr. Turner or get Dr. Turner on the phone.
I mean, it's not really Dr. Turner's fault, though.
All right, well, who do you want to talk to?
I'd like to talk to... Okay, hold on. Go get, get Rusty. I want to talk to Rusty Cloutier. Hey, Rusty. You know that I'm being sued. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I know you're being sued because that's it. They told me you're being sued. That's not my fault.
Well, oh boy, I can't afford that, man.
It's not my. Look, you know.
Why don't you indemnify? Why did you indemnify me?
Do what?
Why did you indemnify me?
Indemnify him.
I don't even know what that is. You protect me from being sued because I work for you. I can't afford a lawsuit.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, you know, I mean that. We started this thing.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, he's, thank you very much, sir.
Well, I want to ask you some questions. No, he hung up. What do you think of that?
I think you, that's where I thought the Citizens Auxiliary Police were going to wind up. And I think they still will. I think Jay Sanders is going to wind up getting sued, just like that guy is having one of his guys sued. Whatever that guy, I don't even know who we're.
No, I'm talking about Rusty Cloutier.
I don't give a damn what his name is. Who was the guy we were just talking to? That Lou Deal?
Yeah.
That guy's getting sued? He had to turn around and sue that Cloutier guy.
Now, that's the idea. If they don't indemnify you or hold you not personally responsible, then yes, I think you would sue.
Then they're going to turn around and say that they explained all of that. They're a citizens, they're a volunteer police agency. Jesus. All right, that is the story from here, Morning Glory, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Wednesday night. This Wednesday, the 28th. And you know, if my dear mother were alive, she'd be 100 and...
Well, it's not even worth... just happy birthday, Mom, you could say that.
Why did you say that, Phil? No, I wouldn't. My mother would be 106.
God, Mr. Ernst, it's like your mom's, you know, worked for Abraham Lincoln or something.
Not quite, man. Not quite. Yeah, my dear mother would be 106 today. Born in 1913, Marjorie Alice...
Crow.
Well, Crow was the name, her adopted name. She was adopted by Frank Crow, who's a police officer, but she was born...
Did you say she was more like McGillicuddy or something?
Yeah, it's like some Irish...
Yeah, some Irish name. Gordon. I think it was Gordon. I don't know. That's the name. That's the Phil Henry family there for you, man. On one side, my father's adopted and doesn't know who his father was. On the other side, my mother's adopted. She does know who her father was, but he was run off by the cop stepfather that she eventually had, Frank Crow.
And that's the guy that you came to know as your grandfather.
That's the only grandfather I ever knew, Officer Frank Crow. But I saw a picture of my blood grandfather and my blood grandmother, my mother's mother, who died when she was 9 years old.
She died? How was she a mother?
Don't do it, bud.
Bud, don't be that stupid.
I'm just talking.
I'm saying my grandmother died when my mother was 9 years old.
Oh,
shit. Anyway, so that's the state of the Henry family here in the year 2019. My mother would have been 106, and my grandmother 258 years old.
Really, Mr. Henry?
No, not really. I have no idea. Okay, groovy, baby.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One. This is General Galen Shaw speaking. Don't forget... get yourself a backstage pass this weekend during our Labor Day special.